Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
So Tracy has come in here, proud mama to Ella Grace.
Yes.
And adorable.
Tracy has come in here seeking parenting advice, and we
from
can
people
all...
who have no kids in the room.
Right.
No, but we all have dogs, and we've had dogs longer than she's had kids.
Oh, do not.
What's wrong with you?
So, Tracy, we are here to help. How can we do it? Just rub our nose in it.
Well, here's the thing. I'm kind of worried because in most parenting situations, you've got one person, like, and it's usually the dad, I think, but it's like one parent that's a little bit tougher, you know, that can... Mm-hmm.
The disciplinarian?
Yes, the disciplinarian, or the one that, like, you know, we talked about how I was having a hard time getting her to sleep. Jeff, I think you were out, but, you know, because we constantly race in, like, when she's crying. And in most situations, typically, I think it's the husband in the situation is the strong one that can say, no, hold out, you know, we're going to wait 3 minutes and let her cry. But in our situation, I'm way too soft, and Scott is just as soft as I am when it comes to everything. And I can't seem to change myself, so I keep hoping he's going to step up and be the tough guy.
Okay. Uh-uh.
And that's not happening either.
You
didn't marry the tough guy.
Every little thing. I mean, if she's... You know, if she doesn't want to eat her food, we're like, okay, well, she doesn't like it. We're not going to make her eat it. You know, if she cries because, I mean, this, I'm kid you not, we watch the baby monitor, and if we're sitting in the living room and she even so much as squirms, we both bolt to her bedroom, which is like, you know, 20 feet away, and we're there within 1 second to make sure that she's okay because we don't want her to be the slightest bit upset. You know,
it's not a problem right now. You know, it's not going to be a problem for like 6 more months.
Why do you say that?
Because right now everything's cool. She's just hanging out. You guys are home all the time. You know, you're still feeding her. So Tracy mm-hmm. has to be around every few hours. Like there's a need for them to be there.
And she's 7 months now?
She'll be 7 months on the 30th.
Okay. 6 months from now when
she'll be walking.
Yeah. And there's less of a need for you guys to both be there. And maybe you want to go out on a date night. That kid is going to lose its mind the minute you guys put one foot on the porch together.
Well, that's the other problem, too, is you would think, because we've also talked about how I have a hard time leaving her even for 30 minutes at a time just to go out. I mean, and I did it one time, and the entire time Scott and I talked about her mm-hmm. for the entire 60 minutes that we managed to be out of the house away from her.
There's only been one time that you and Scott have been alone together in the 7 months since Ella's been born?
Yes.
And you talked about Ella the whole time.
Oh, uh-huh. Lordy.
And you would think that, I mean, I'm always looking to him to be the one to say, no, we can do this. We really need to do this. We're going to call your parents and we're going to go out and we're going to leave her there and you can make it through the 3 hours. But he's worse than I am.
He is?
Yes.
So he's like, I don't want to leave her either.
He has a harder time with it than I do.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I've tried. We've talked about doing the crying it out thing to get her to sleep. And I've tried, like, I look to him to, like, you know, hold me up and, you know, stand by me, you know, talk me through this.
And that's where crying to sleep thing is where you just chill out for 5 minutes and see if she's still crying.
Let him cry for a few minutes and then you go in and you check on him and let him cry for a little bit longer and you go in and check on him or check on her. But he's worse than I am. He's like, he's coming up with all these different reasons as to why we shouldn't do it. And I'm like, no, you can't talk me out of this. I need you to be tough here.
Do you think that once she is needing to be disciplined in the future, that
she already knows that she has us wrapped around her finger.
Uh-huh.
She's already getting to the point where she's manipulative. And right now, we just think it's the cutest thing ever.
Right.
But I know a year from now, it's going to be a problem.
I said to Tracy a couple months ago, she was like, yeah, we've only been out on one, you know, date thing or whatever. And I said, you know, if you ever want to go, Jessica loves babies. Jessica will be over there in a heartbeat. should we over there for 30 minutes or 3 hours, whatever you need, totally, you know. And Tracy looked at me like I was speaking Korean. She's like, what? You want me to go where without my baby? Whatever.
I know. And I don't know if it's because I'm a new mom and this is eventually going to wear off, or this is just our parenting style and we need to be tough on ourselves, because I think it's going to be an issue and I can't seem to break it.
Hey, Whitney, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. I just wanted to tell Tracy, I have two kids. I'm actually still buying diapers right now. But if you don't start disciplining her now and making her do things that right now she doesn't like, that she's going to be the five-year-old screaming, pitching temper tantrums, and hitting you later on in life. Because the earlier you start, they just kind of mold.
How do you discipline a seven-month-old, though?
It's
like, I don't really understand that.
Are you talking about like when Ella doesn't want to take food? I mean, like,
yeah,
that?
You just keep on trying it.
Or the crying it out thing. Like, right now,
you give her 5 minutes, you go in, you check on her, you rub her back, pacify her, try the bottle, only try for about a minute or two. Rub her back, walk out, give her 5 more minutes. She will learn. It is a tough couple of months. Trust me, it will be tough. But once you do it, it's no problem. They become more independent. You will be able to lay her down at her bedtime, walk away, and she'll go to sleep on her own.
And then it'll be through the night?
And it'll be through the night. It takes a few months, and once she starts teething, then all bets are off.
Yeah, she's
how teething. Long? How old should a kid be when they start sleeping through the night?
One of them started at 4 weeks, and the other one started at about, I want to say, like 9 or 10.
Because I nod, like, I know what everybody's talking about. But when it comes to a parenting thing, I have no freaking idea.
Every baby's different. Ella was sleeping through the night at 3 weeks old, but then a month later she wasn't. So it just
because she realized she could get a back rub. I'd wake up at 2 a.m. if I knew.
Cry. Massage every night? You'd get up for that.
But you do. You get a head rub every night, don't you?
Yeah, but if I knew that if I woke up at 2 in the morning.
I always have to bring that up.
Yeah, if I woke up at 2 in the morning and knew that if I just went, hey, and somebody would come in and rub my back. I would wake up every night.
It's
at 2
worse
in the morning.
Than that. She doesn't even have to say hey. She just has to roll over, and we're like, oh, she's awake and she's lonely. We've got to go in there.
Lonely.
Oh no.
It's gonna be a problem.
Well, you know what? I'm proud of you for admitting it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of crazy new parent behavior, but at least you're willing to open yourself up and admit it.
I do think it's a first time parent thing.
Yeah. I'm a horrible parent because I'm too attentive. Like,
you're over the top. Into your kid.
You're gonna be the parent who, I was at Target the other day and there was, I don't know how far away from me this child was, but it was screaming at its mom, and I don't know what it wanted, but it was screaming, buy this for me. You have to buy this for me.
No. So then you felt sympathetic to that Walmart guy?
Screaming. I actually understood why the Walmart dude.
Yeah, that dude slapped the kid.
Elbowed the kid. Yeah.
I don't think you guys will be those kind of parents.
Yeah, I don't think we will.
You won't.
Because you'll never take your child out of the house.
No, I think they will, but I don't think that they will want to have an impolite child. Because you guys are both very, like, manner-conscious and polite people, so your daughter will follow suit with that.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I think when she gets the nasty behavior, like, if she's acting bratty, I think I'd have a problem with it, but...
Or or the hitting you. That's really fun when they go through that phase.
Right. She's
my goddaughter went through that phase when she would hit her mother in the face.
What phase is that? How old?
Ooh, I want to say, like... I can't remember, maybe like 14 months-ish or something. It was when they learned the no. No, mommy, that's not what I want. Oh.
Can you be 100% sure mommy didn't deserve it?
Actually,
hey,
no.
Tisa, welcome to the show.
Hey, I was exactly at the same point you are, Tracy. And I had a 7-month-old little boy, and I thought I was beside myself. I was so tired. And I had a very old school pediatrician, and he totally set me free. He said, I have never in all my years had a patient die of crying. And from that point on, I let my son cry, and we slept, and he's 11, and he's alive.
Yeah, I don't think I'm afraid that she's going to die if I don't race into her room or
it's
if I'm
discomfort.
Not. Or I just don't.
I don't want her to feel
afraid.
Unloved.
Yes, I'm so afraid there's going to be some type of like psychological consequence because she didn't get my love for 2 minutes or something. You know, like it's going to resurface 30 years from now and she's going to have issues.
But at some point, either you or Scott will have to step up and be the tougher.
And I want it to be him, but he won't.
Hey.
Have you told him that?
Yes.
Hey, Andrea. Or is it Andrea or Andrea?
It's
Andrea.
Andrea. Yeah, the normal one. The non-pretentious one.
Yeah.
Right. I wanted to ask Tracy, did her and her husband talk about parenting styles before Ella Grace got here? Because I have a 10-month-old son, and my husband was always like, I know that you're going to be the one spanking him in Walmart or putting him in timeout, and I'm going to be the one running behind you. And so I was just curious about that.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it in the sense that, like, we know that neither one of us are spankers, you know, that we're going to be more timeout people and stuff like that. And we've talked about it, like, you know, watching Super Nanny and wondering, oh, God, how do the parents let it get that bad? But now that I'm a parent, I know exactly how they let it get that bad.
Because your child is perfect and there's no reason to discipline them or not run to their every need because they're so helpless right now.
So I just need you guys to tell Scott to toughen up.
Okay.
Well, I actually have I have an idea. I think you guys both need tough love, you know? So okay. I think, I mean,
we're going to swap and I'm going to take Sasha for a week.
No, it doesn't have to be that extreme, but I think you need to sometime in the next week or so, next 7 days. Or you know, we might have to extend it cuz we do have a health issue here. But Melissa has been doing a lot of baby talk. Yep. Katie Jo loves babies.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Tracy, you live walking distance to some great restaurants. Mm-hmm. I think at some point Melissa and Katie Jo come to your house at dinner.
We'd be happy to do that.
They'll bring a pizza. They'll sit in the house with Ella, eat their pizza, and you and Scott have to leave the house for 1 hour. Mm-hmm. No phone call, no check-in, 1 hour.
Oh, I don't know.
And the topic of Ella Grace is off of the table.
No, that won't happen.
No.
There's zero chance of that happening.
But baby steps.
There is an open invitation that Katie and I will babysit Ella for 1 hour while y'all go to dinner.
It's 1 hour. It's only have to be dinner. You walk down, you have a glass of wine, and get an ice cream cone. Done. You're back.
We'll talk about it.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
So we were in our post-show meeting last weekend. I forget which place that has like this incredibly big pizza.
It's Pie in the Sky.
You finish the whole pizza, you get a sweatshirt or something?
It's a huge pizza, like impossible to finish by
yourself.
You have
to eat it yourself?
I think it can be you and somebody else eating this entire pizza, but you have to finish it there.
And it has to be timed or something?
I'm not sure if it's timed, but I know you have to finish it before you even walk out of the restaurant in order to get the t-shirt or the sweatshirt or whatever you get as a prize.
Some dude on the Discovery Channel has a whole show based around this.
Oh, yeah.
About eating this one pizza? Mm-hmm.
Eating like one thing, or it'll be like the hottest like Thai bowl with like, you know, like it makes you sweat and you have to drink milk in order to get it down. And like once you're done with it, they put your picture on the wall. Like he basically goes around the world to restaurants that have these type of things.
I think that's why we started talking about the Pie in the Sky place, because he did that pizza.
He did?
Uh-huh.
It was featured.
What's that dude's name?
Oh, no.
I can't remember anyway.
Johnny in our post-show meeting, and yeah, we'll be soon. And producer Joanna here, who is the teeniest of anybody on the staff, is like, oh, I could finish that thing off.
I absolutely could. Well, I would like to disclaimer, I was really hungry the day we were talking about this. I was starving. And we got on the subject of hamburgers actually first. And I told you guys that I ate the 1 pound hamburger at Cheeburger. There used to be one in Alpharetta.
Okay.
And I was like, I finished that thing, and
that
I had fries, a whole with the bun and the lettuce, tomatoes, all that good stuff.
And what you
and
have to
fries.
Know about, what you have so to know proud. About Joanna here is she's like 5'1" and weighs 90 nothing pounds.
Yes, so, thank you. That was sweet. Yeah, 90 pounds.
She's going to go with it. You're like, sure, whatever you say.
See how smart that was, you see? You always got
that. That was good.
So, which kind of surprised all of us that she's like, she thinks that she's like this endless well that can eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And eat.
I could probably enter an eating contest and beat anybody in an eating contest. So I said, mind you, as my stomach is growling like it is today,
that's good to know.
Could eat that pizza. But they let you eat it with another person because it is that big. And I said, Michelle, intern Michelle and I could finish off that pizza. Absolutely, hands down.
I think it's funny that you call it a pizza.
Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza.
Pizza?
Say
how do you say it?
Pizza?
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 It's like Carlin. It's like Carlin Ask
and Jeff and Rune. You can't say ruin. No, he says Rune.
I fixed that because I'm so self-conscious now, Melissa Carter.
Well, I'm glad your stomach is growling this morning because Cantina just opened. It's the old Lola location, and they have a burrito there that's 5 pounds.
Oof, wow. Ooh, that's a lot.
That we have brought to you today.
Oh, God.
Oh, glad you're hungry.
Wow.
Oh,
I'm so glad.
Oh,
my God.
Wait, I got a tweet. I got to take a picture.
Oh, my God.
That's one burrito?
That's like the size of my leg. That thing is huge.
Oh, my God. That is massive.
I have got to take a picture of this thing and tweet it for you guys because you won't believe how huge this is.
Wow. And that has sour cream on it and salsa and guacamole.
Amazing.
Okay, this is a 5-pound burrito. It is called the Whole 5-Pound Chihuahua. All right,
it's bigger than most chihuahuas I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That is the size
of a small dog.
Tracy's baby when it was born.
Serious. Tom, has anybody come in there yet and actually eaten the whole thing? Here, grab mine.
We've had 10 people try and one finished.
Really?
Only one.
And what was her name who finished?
Actually, there's a girl coming Friday to try it, a Korean girl. She reckons she can eat the whole thing. She's seen it.
Wow.
So she's bringing some press on
Friday. Well, those Korean people, like, that's all the Asians who win the eating contest,
well, they,
right?
They did dogs too, right?
Eh? Yeah. Oh,
I didn't say it.
We all thought it, but I didn't say it.
You have to train up for this, though. I wish I'd have known. I would have been eating a little bit of lettuce to try and train up for this. But okay, I'll give it a shot.
There is no, I will bet you right now, $200.
No,
$200.
I'll throw in another 100 because there is no way you're
finishing
that.
This is the size of a toddler.
There's 100. There's $300 on the line.
I'll throw in
Joanna.
Another 150 from Melissa.
I'll throw in a dollar.
Yeah, we'll buy a new microwave if you finish.
I'll throw in $1.
2 pounds of meat, 1 pound of rice, 1 pound of beans, 1/2 pound of cheese, and the rest is guacamole and salsa.
See, that's what's going to get you is the rice, because then the rice is going to expand in your stomach.
Well, no, in about 4 hours, it's going to be the beans.
We will be long gone by this.
Okay, wait. So is there a timing?
Yeah, do I get a time?
The restaurant will get 1 hour.
1 hour.
One hour.
Right. I'm going to be late to work today. I have to be there at 10:30, so I'll be a little late.
I'll roll you down, Peachtree.
Unless you finish it beforehand. But you have till 10:30, and you've got, $300 on the line if you can eat that whole thing by 10:30.
You can't do it, don't you?
What's that?
And a new microwave for you.
And a new microwave? Thank you. We'll need that.
You're going to need a new bathroom.
Did that even fit in our microwave?
No.
That won't fit in a fridge.
Look, I've never seen anything that size before in my life. And you said one dude finished that off?
One dude finished it off.
And how big a guy was he?
He was about a 300-pound guy.
Yeah.
But we had mainly big guys try it.
He was 300 pounds at start or at finish?
He was 295 pounds at start.
All right, we will tweet this picture. You have 1 hour. See if you can pull this off, okay?
All right.
Good luck with that.
I say she
won't even get one-third of the way through that.
You're only going to get through,
It's delicious.
I say 1/5 of it.
I'm sure it's great, but it's 5 pounds.
Yeah, it smells really good. I'm hoping you give up so that I can have a bite.
I'm sure you can have a bite now, and it's not going to make a difference.
For those of you that don't know, Lola's not around anymore. Now it's Cantina. It's a taqueria and a tequila bar in Terminus, and this is a 5-pound burrito they have there. Hey, Kendall, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
Good.
I just wanted to tell you guys that show is called Man vs. Food, and it's one of my favorite. The guy's name is Adam, who does it.
Right.
And he actually went to Emory University in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
That's not something.
Yeah, so he's got a whole biography about him on their website. But the challenge that y'all were talking about, it's a huge pizza, obviously, but it's... You have to complete it with 2 people, and you have to do it within an hour. And they were unable to do it. I think it's an 11-pound pizza, so it's about 5.5 pounds a pizza a person.
God.
The, so, but,
The other guy quit, and Adam did it.
You know, wow. I'd be fascinated to talk to is the guy Adam's parents, who wrote a check for an Emory degree,
yeah.
And now this guy is traveling the country, eating food, mm-hmm. and trying not to puke.
This is right. what he's turned it into. All right, Joanna, you're on the clock.
All right, I'm good.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
So, some friend of Burt's, I think, or something, was telling him and Stacy a story and blah, blah, blah. And then it turned out in the relationship there was a gray area. Like, the guy or the girl was like, should I stay with him? Because, I mean, they didn't do anything that bad, but this is what they did, and it seems kind of weird. So I don't know if I should break up with them. And, you know, that when the area is gray like that, there's a lot of different levels. Like, how long have you been together?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you really, like, do you think this is the one? Blah, blah, blah. So they were trying to evaluate all that, and Burt decided that would be a great segment for the show. Like, we'll act as judge and jury. You bring us your gray area. You bring us your confusion, and we will evaluate, do you stop dating that person?
Okay.
And so that's what we're doing right now. You're more than welcome to join in. 404-741-Q100. Hey, Whitney.
Hi.
Welcome to the Burt Show.
Thank you.
We are ready to tell you if you should stop dating the guy.
Okay. Well, this happened a few weeks ago.
Okay.
It was a Friday night. I decided to stay in. And my boyfriend, I called him, and we just hadn't spoken that evening. Well, at about 5:30 in the morning, I get a phone call, and I didn't answer because I had shut my phone off. Well, it was him leaving a voicemail saying that he's really sorry he didn't call me back, that, you know, he had fallen asleep, and he was really sorry. So I thought nothing of it, and got up the next day, and about 6 hours later, he called me back, and said, you know, hey, babe, you know, I need to tell you something. I went out last night, and I didn't think that you would want to know about, or I didn't want to tell you because I thought you'd get upset because of the people I was going out with. And I was a little bit caught off guard because I didn't know that he had gone out in the first place, and I was a little thrown off by the fact that he would lie to me.
But he lied to you, then he corrected the lie within a few hours?
Yes.
And who was he going out with that would have bothered you?
It was just one of his guy friends who was single, and he was somewhat of a ladies' man, I guess.
Were any of his, like, old girlfriends or girls involved in it at all?
No, nobody. No, well, not that I know of.
I'll give you my perspective. The girls might have a different perspective.
Uh-huh.
But from my perspective, I think the fact that he came back 12 hours later and told you the truth is actually a good sign, because it means he wasn't comfortable telling you a little white lie. So I would actually look at that. And if you really like this guy, this is going to be the only piece of advice you listen to, because I'm saying something good. But I think the fact that he fixed it in a fairly short amount of time is a good thing, unless he realized that he ran into someone that you guys mutually know.
Right. Exactly what I was thinking.
Then he's covering his bases.
Yeah.
Because he did call you at 5:30 in the morning, which means he didn't get home until 5:30 in the morning. So he was out until 5:30 with somebody and something. Ugh,
details. Why are you women always so observant?
Well, and that was the thing I was thinking, too, is he was piecing back together the night and thinking, oh, my gosh, I ran into her friends.
I ran into Melissa and Katie Jo, and oh, my God, when they get to the office, they're going to tell
they're
blah, blah, blah.
They're going to tell her. Right. Yeah. I think he was sort of covering his butt. And I think, why would he have a problem telling you he was out with one of his guy friends if there weren't other women involved?
Hmm. I guess I'm just more worried about, like, okay, well, if you can lie to me about that now, like, and you can call and leave a voicemail on my phone, lying to me, like, mm-hmm. is that going to be an issue later?
How long have you guys been together?
Only a few months.
My opinion, yes, you should stop dating him. You only have a couple months invested.
Yeah.
The fact that, like, a couple months into it, he shouldn't be uncomfortable telling you about any guy that he's
talking about. But I would get it. But, I don't know. I would dig deep into it. You know, like, have a conversation with him about, you know, kind of nip it in the bud if you want to continue the relationship. Talk about how uncomfortable you were with him lying and demand the truth.
Jen?
I say move on.
Melissa?
I still say have a conversation with him and give him one more chance.
Wendell?
I say let it go.
3, dump him. 1, hang on.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Thanks.
So what is the official title of this segment? Is should I still date him? Okay.
We need a catchy alliteration radio name so we can make a jingle for it.
Okay.
Hey, Wendy, Angela here needs to be on the voice disguiser. Hey, Angela, you are voice disguised.
Great, okay.
All right, your question, should I dump this guy? What has he done?
He has bad breath. I mean, you know, really bad breath.
Like medical bad breath?
Well, you know, at first I thought it was medical bad breath, but the more, you know, I got into him, I think it's his hygiene altogether. You know? Like, he told me he didn't smoke cigarettes, and, you know, one day we were just, like, laying around, and I was trying to figure out where this smell was coming from, and it was coming from his mouth, you know? And so I kind of got an attitude, and he goes, well, what's wrong? And I'm like, well, your breath smells horrible. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry, I'm offending you. And I said, well, I have some extra toothbrushes in there. He goes, oh, well, I don't use that type of toothbrush. I mean, so, like, what type of toothbrush do you use? Do you use a toothbrush?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he jumps up and he gets the toothbrush. And, you know, it still didn't make a bit of difference. And the next time, you know, we were together, he had, like, it was like a musty body odor, you know. Just, like, it wasn't really, like, extreme stench. But, you know, he smelled kind of sweaty or whatever.
Now, I know people are going to... Yeah, people are going to call up with all these medical issues. And
well,
go,
how long have y'all been dating?
For about 3 months.
See, this is he's putting his best foot forward. This is what Bert would say. It's like he's giving you his best.
His best effort in the first year.
Yeah.
Unless, well, 100 people are going to call up and go, it's medical, it could be medical.
Let me tell you more, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, I've just come up with that he's just not a clean person.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like he came over to spend the night or whatever, and he only bought a shirt to change in.
No clean boxers.
And I'm like, well, where are your... You know, your underwear, your pants. Well, I'm just going to change shirts.
I think you've already
to go to work the next day.
You kind of already convinced yourself.
Yep, you know the answer.
And like I said, you've already brought it to his attention with the breath thing and with the not bringing a clean pair of drawers thing and whatever it is. Like, you've already brought it to his attention and nothing's changed.
So what do you got? What? Nothing has really changed. Well,
dump him. You only
really.
Got.
What do you guys think?
Dump him. You got 90 days in it. It's not worth it.
The one thing I will say is I think it's worth a conversation, an honest conversation where you're not accusing him, like mm-hmm. kind of like Melissa said for the last one, because I think this is something he can change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if the guy before is like lying and running around and whatever and just trying to cover his butt, like I'm not sure he can change that. But like, mm-hmm. I mean, this guy could brush his teeth and Listerine more. He could go to the dentist and fix a bad tooth. He could, you know, shower it up more and buy him some body scrub.
But he would be doing that.
Well,
he would be doing that already.
But it's
also
changeable.
You know,
it's easily changeable.
He's lived in this apartment for 2 years.
Yeah.
And he's only vacuumed his floors like twice.
Oh, hell no. Okay.
Bye-bye.
See, because the thing is, I think that if he's not trying to impress her now, he never will.
Yeah,
and he'll expect her to do all the cleaning if they got together.
True.
Paul just named our segment. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
I'm a little surprised, man, that you didn't catch the obvious here.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
You just got to call it, should I stay or should I go, you know? Or should I go?
Brilliant. And next time we do it, we'll have the song handy. Awesome.
Perfect.
Paul gets naming rights for that. That'll earn
you. Good job, Paul.
You can listen to the show for the rest of the day absolutely free.
You just got the golden gobble, and you don't know what that is, but you
Hey, Mary, welcome to the show. Oh, voice disguiser from Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hey.
What's going on?
My fiance and I, we've been engaged now for a while. It was a long engagement. And one night we were sleeping, and I awoke to him groping me in a very intimate way, and he assumed that I was sleeping. And let's see.
Was he awake?
He was fully awake.
And he knew you were asleep. And
he knew that I was asleep, and I pretended to go along with it just to see what he was going to do. And let's just say it wasn't above the waist groping. Mm-hmm. Below the waist. And,
do you think maybe he was just hoping that you guys
you
could...
would wake up and have a little in the middle of the night thing?
You guys
thing?
Could have a little
yeah.
midnight delight?
What bothered me about it was that he didn't seem to be interested in waking me up. That didn't sit well with me.
Is this activities you guys had participated in before in waking hours?
No. Seldom, but not that often. I guess the thing that stood out in my mind was that he didn't seem like he was interested in waking me up. He was okay with me being asleep. And
this was stuff you hadn't done before?
No.
So he was trying to get somewhere while you were asleep that you wouldn't have let him go when you were awake. That's what I'm trying to establish.
No, it was just regular. It would have been regular run-of-the-mill stuff if I was awake.
Oh, I just, still think there's a part of me that he was trying to wake you up.
Yeah, that's not, I don't think that's an unusual male activity. Positive. You know what?
Middle of the night.
I'm positive.
Yeah, we're after 8:30, so this is the more adult portion of the show. Okay. Middle of the night, right. Nookie is normal.
Surprise wake up.
Right? Surprise wake up. But if you're concerned he was trying to cross a line you wouldn't let him cross when you're awake, then I understand the disturbing part of it.
Have you talked to him about it?
Had he woke me up and asked me, then he might have felt, and I don't know if I can say that I would have said it, but he might have felt like I would have said no.
You're engaged, and he should have woken you up and asked you permission to start something?
Yeah, I think
what I'm saying was it would have been okay if he had woke me up, but it seemed like he was just...
You were awake.
I was, but he didn't know
he
that.
He thought she was
asleep. He wanted...
Right. So when I played along just to see what he was going to do, so yes, I was awake to see what he was going to do, mm-hmm. and he kept on, and then when I woke up and I said, what were you doing? Why, if it was okay, if it was something you didn't think was out of the ordinary, he apologized about it. And I didn't even ask for an apology, and he just kept saying, oh, I'm so sorry, and I feel so embarrassed.
Well, it's probably based on your reaction. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm sorry.
I don't think you need to break up with him, but I think you need to have a discussion about your intimate life, mm-hmm. because I am fairly certain that for some guys, they might find it acceptable to attempt to wake up the woman in their bed that way in hopes of engaging in further activities. And the guy would not find it offensive at all unless the girl woke up really offended. Mm-hmm. So I do think you owe it to yourself and to him to have a conversation.
Especially if you're engaged. If you're engaged to marry this guy.
Yeah. I don't know. I just
Like, let's combine the segment we did earlier. Like, if he called up for Am I Normal, I would say yes, you are.
I would say yes.
Because it's not just guys that try that. If you're engaged and he has to wake you up to ask your permission to try to start something, then I question the relationship.
Because sometimes that's a nice surprise to be woken up in that way. How are you?
I think that questions a relationship.
Let me call you a wrecker.
No need to.
I don't have a phone.
Okay.
I'm the voice disguiser from Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
So we've been together a little over 2 years. Mm-hmm. And for the last year and a half, there's been no action.
Okay.
Like anything.
Are you only trying to get at her in the middle of the night? Because she doesn't like that.
She just called a few minutes ago. She's wondering the same thing.
It's not like that. Everything else is perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. Everything else.
Wait a second. How long have y'all been together total?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. You've been living together for 2 of them, but mm-hmm. you only were doing it for the first year, and for the last year and a half, you stopped doing it?
Yes.
And are you doing anything else other than it?
Just normal stuff. I mean, nothing. Like, other than that, everything else is fine.
Okay, so your something's not fine.
Your relationship is fine, but you're just not being intimate.
Ooh. Correct.
Have y'all talked about this?
Yes, she thinks it's perfectly normal.
She's your roommate, not your girlfriend.
She's wrong.
Well, that's what I said, but, Yeah, that's how it is.
Does she have any sort of like medical problem or anything like that in the area?
I mean,
I don't know
why
I did that accent.
I know.
Down there.
In the certain vicinity.
If this was a guy, if this was a girl calling about a guy, we'd automatically say he's cheating. So what are your feelings on her cheating on you?
I hadn't thought about it.
It might
yeah,
be.
You have not thought about your girlfriend and you have not had sex in a year and a half and you haven't thought about her being with somebody else?
I hadn't really.
It might be a double standard, but my first thought is she's just not into you.
Like to you me, guys my thought is she's just not into sex, period.
Or sex
no,
with him.
That's not the case.
Well, they did it for an entire
year. Wait a second.
Year.
It's not the case that she's not into sex?
Yeah, that's not the case.
Why?
I know, because she was into it the first year.
Yeah, here's my thing is
okay,
I...
Okay, then she is doing it with somebody else.
Not necessarily. She could just be over him. She could be...
A year?
He could be a friend. Yeah, people can go a year without having sex. Single, if she's thinking...
Hey, I did it.
No, well, I agree with Jeff that people can, but not while they're in a relationship.
Not while they're living with somebody.
I don't think she's living with... I think she has a roommate. I think she's got a best friend who hangs out with her and buys her dinner, and they hang out together.
You think
and,
it's a problem that she's not attracted to Mike?
She's not into it. She may or may not be having a relationship outside of it, but I think you should dump her because I just don't think she's into it, regardless of whether or not there's somebody on the side.
It's obviously bothering you. I mean, do you want to go the rest of your life without
doing it?
I don't know. I love her. But I mean, just...
Yeah, I mean, a woman can go, you know, longer, I think, than a guy, but not in a relationship, living together for a year and a half. Like, it just... Yeah, I think there's an issue. There's a problem. It's not okay.
All right, well, thanks. Oh,
I mean, we say if you should say or should you go, go.
I say go.
Wendy?
Go have a conversation first.
Jeff?
Go. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
So one Bert Show listener today is being born again. It's changing their life. Or one Bert Show member, rather.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be born again in just a few hours.
Okay.
It's not me.
Okay.
Not Melissa. It's not Wendy. It's Jen Hobby.
It is.
You're going to be born again.
I'm going to be born again today. Well, sort of born again. When you said Bert Show listener, I was like, I do like to listen to the show, but I'm kind of on it, too. Thanks,
yeah,
Jeff.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm actually going to hypnosis today for stopping
right.
smoking.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to stop smoking today forever and ever and ever and ever.
Like your mind is made up.
Woo, mind is made up. And I'm really, really anxious about it, you know, because I've stopped smoking before for a period of time. Obviously didn't work. But it's really, really hard to do. And so I'm really nervous about it. And I know that... It's not like the hypnosis I'm hoping is going to be this like kickstart, you know, like something for me, it's been on the calendar for a while and it's been like sort of this marked place where, okay, that's going to be your deadline day to sort of have something on there. Because otherwise for somebody who smokes, it's like arbitrary. You arbitrarily make it up like, oh, it'll be Sunday after I go out and have a big night on Saturday or it'll be this coming Monday or it's going to be my birthday or, you know, whatever it is, you have to kind of arbitrarily make it up. But this is really like an activity, like a something that's sort of like launching it for me. So
now why are you nervous just because you're so used to smoking at random times and having a cigarette in your hand and now you're not going to be able to? Or are you nervous that?
Yes.
Oh. Or because aren't you just kind of putting it in the hands of the hypnotist?
Yes. I'm nervous about all of it.
But I mean, once you put it in his hands, if it doesn't work, there should be no pressure on you, right? Or no?
Is there still pressure on you? No, there is. Because, you know, you have to take personal responsibility for it as well. You know, it's not just some sort of like hocus pocus magic thing that's going to, you know, make me never want to have a cigarette ever again. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping that it's the launch, that's the sort of launching pad that I need to stick to it.
Have you already had your last cigarette?
No. You told me to get rid of everything, and so I have everything with me at the office. Like, you know, a lot of times smokers will have your, like, emergency pack in the back of the junk drawer just in case. That's gone. To get rid of, like, ashtrays and lighters and all that kind of stuff. So all of that is with me in my purse today. And so
good.
After the show, I plan on, I have it in my head to have one more.
Of course, your ceremonial
or maybe
cigarette.
Two.
Do you smoke
or the entire pack
and then throw it away?
Do you smoke in your house?
No.
So when you smoke at home, you step outside?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
so there's not going to be any smell or anything in there.
No.
To remind you. And does your dog Carolina smoke?
She'll be glad that when I stop, I think.
And did you remove any like secret stash packs? Like there's not one more hidden?
Yeah, there's not any more hidden because that was part of the. Because that was part of the instruction. Like really just get rid of all that stuff that will remind you of it and don't have a crutch that's sort of. Left over. And so I do. I have like everybody's got their junk drawer in their kitchen with your like scissors and pens and you know
random
safety pins and old keychains. Yeah, and a button
that you're never going to sew back on.
Right.
So you can't throw it away.
Exactly. But that's the drawer. So I cleared that out today and so I'm like I'm just really really anxious about it because I want it to work. I want it to be the launching pad that I need. I don't want to smoke anymore. I've battled with it forever and ever and ever. If there's any young people listening and you think it's cool, like it's not, and it's going to be a really, really difficult thing for you at some point in your life. So just don't, you know, I don't know.
Are you nervous about like the whole process of going under hypnosis? Like what it's going to feel like?
No, I'm pretty open to that kind of stuff.
Like, have you done it before or no?
I've never done hypnosis before, but I've done a lot of like. Remember when I went on the trip to the yoga ashram and I did a lot of like meditation and chanting and I'm open to all that kind of stuff. I've done acupuncture before. Like I'm really open to the possibility of those kind of things working. So that part for me, I think I'll really be able to sort of relax and let go and sort of lose control and let him take over with the hypnosis part of it. But I'm interested on how it's going to work because I was talking to a friend last night who told me that he had witnessed hypnosis before, and he witnessed it on a friend of his.
That's creepy.
Who smoked, after
Can I come
he came
watch
out
you be
of,
hypnotized?
No, it was in front of a group of people. It was like at a group presentation or whatever. And one of his friends that smoked used to be like, and I guess this is when he was in high school, so one of the kids was like the go sneak in the bathroom and smoke a cigarette kid. And after this kid came out of the hypnosis, he said that he didn't remember being hypnotized, and went to the bathroom to smoke his cigarette and thought somebody had messed with his pack because he couldn't realize or he couldn't figure out why it tastes so bad and why he didn't want it.
Really?
Yeah. And he was like, somebody messed with my pack of cigarettes. Somebody like put something on them or whatever. He didn't even recognize or remember that he had been put under hypnosis. And it apparently it worked for him. That kid never smoked again. So I was like, maybe if it can make it that gross to me. Because sometimes it is really gross. You know, you wake up the next morning after going out and you're like having a big party night and you wake up and your hair smells like it and you're just like, it is gross to me sometimes, but other times it's like the best thing in the world. It's like a steak, you know? Like, so I'm hoping it'll make it just really gross to me.
In a very collegiate way, there is something hot about that smell.
Really?
Like that.
Really? Don't tell me that, Jeff.
What?
I don't need
Jeff.
That in my head.
But then
that is the same as when Bert told Stacy something about it being hot that she smoked, remember? And he's trying to get her to stop smoking, but then he made that comment. Jeff, you suck.
Hey, Joshua, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Yeah, I stepped out the truck when you guys started this conversation about the smoking to buy a pack of cigarettes.
I'm with you. I know how that feels.
And I've got married about a year ago, and one of my wife's pet peeves is my smoking, and it is unhealthy, and I've noticed you know, walking the dog or going for a run or everything, it's getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And, you know, trying to quit is one of the world's hardest things to do. So I've looked online at the hypnosis thing, trying to figure out where to go or who to talk to or whatnot. please help me. Who are you going to get hypnosis by? Because I'm ready to quit.
I'm going to a guy by the name of Sean Wheeler today, and his company is called Pure Hypnosis, and we've actually featured him on The Burt Show twice, once in December when we first originally met him, and then he came back just, what, a week ago?
Yeah, because we talked about New Year's resolutions in the past couple weeks, and we did different things every day, and we did not smoking, and he came in and offered to help out Jen Hobby, and she had to wait a couple weeks because he's so backed up. Everybody's quitting at the beginning of the year.
Yep, he's really, really busy right now. So, yeah, it took me a while to get in to see him, but I'm really looking forward to it, see what happens, and I'll certainly share the experience or what I remember of it with everybody.
Hey, Bobby, welcome to The Burt Show.
How you doing?
What's going on?
I had a friend who went into hypnosis to quit smoking.
Uh-huh.
And he said he went under the spell, and the hypnosis guy took a pack of cigarettes and he squeezed it. And as he squeezed it, he remembers seeing nicotine drip out of the cigarettes and onto a rat. Ooh. And as that nicotine hit a rat, it started doing this chemical burn. And he said he could smell it as if it was right there in front of him.
Ooh.
And to this day, he can't touch a cigarette, gets sick looking at him.
Good.
Did you say dripping onto a rat?
A rat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there wasn't
maybe
a real...
Maybe it was a visualization thing.
Yeah, it was all a visualization. I mean, it wasn't real, but he says it was
as vivid as... That just made me nervous.
That's like pretty powerful stuff.
That just made me nervous.
If it worked, it worked.
Yeah.
And you're going to record the whole thing, right? So
whatever he will allow us to record.
Yeah.
I haven't really asked him about the specifics, but yeah, I'm going to bring a recorder with me today. So if it's interesting enough to share, we certainly will.
Well, good luck today.
Good, thank you. I'm really nervous.
Congratulations.
I'm really nervous, but I think talking about it and telling everybody you know that you're quitting smoking helps you quit smoking. So telling everybody I know, including the Burt Show family and all the Burt Show listeners, which are the Burt Show family. So
when's the next time you have to go out with like girlfriends or people who smoke and be drinking?
I'm probably not going to be going out very much in the next couple of weeks or a month and just try to lay low and keep it low key.
Perfect. Good luck.
Yay.
Thank you. We'll see. Don't cheer for me yet.
Well, you can do it.
You're making the move, so that's worth cheering.
We'll let you know.
Get it. The Burt Show.